But there was a postscript to this story. Joseph Maddox, sharp spy in Richmond who received no pay for his espionage services, had maintained a trading business in the Confederate capital, exchanging goods with the North that were approved by the Lincoln administration. His trading business conveniently provided him a cover and an income. Maddox, it turned out, had legally obtained a Treasury Department permit to buy 400,000 pounds of tobacco and barter it with the U.S. government for bacon and other food. Union authorities arrested Maddox after the raid, but released him about 2 months later when it was clear he had violated no laws. After the war, Maddox petitioned Washington to reimburse him for the money lost in the deal, or at the very least to deliver him the tobacco Grant's men hadn't burned. The U.S. government rejected Maddox's claim, and Grant told Washington he had delivered the seized tobacco to black troops to smoke. For Van Loo, all signs now pointed to the rebel army soon abandoning the capital. On March 2nd, she rushed a note to Sharp that Lee had met with Davis to discuss the final disposition of Richmond's and Petersburg's cotton and tobacco. It would be destroyed if the army evacuated, they decided. Her ring followed up with another report. Kindling was being packed into warehouses storing cotton and tobacco to set them ablaze quickly if an evacuation was ordered. On March 14th, Grant's Lady in Richmond reported citizens were being organized to prevent plundering when the army left. Fear of famine swept the isolated city. May God bless you and bring you soon to deliver us, Van Loo wrote Sharp on March 22nd. We are all in an awful situation here. There is great want of food. 9 days later, she reported to Sharp that the post office and State Department were leaving Richmond, and that Verena Davis and the families of other cabinet officers had been sent south. Tensions mounted at City Point, with officers under tremendous strain from a campaign soon to reach its climax. Overworked staffers in Sharp's operation snapped at each other more. Sharp complained to Manning, one of his aides in the Army of the James, that scouts the officer sent to Richmond to meet Van Loo's agents had acted belligerently toward them, which upset Van Loo. Sharp wanted it stopped. Patrick was surlier than usual. He found fault more in little things Sharp did. The provost marshal celebrated his 54th birthday on March 15th by dressing down his deputy for meddling in matters that do not belong at all to him, he wrote in his diary, not explaining what those matters were.